we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. I am sitting here so overdressed for radio. I had to wear my lawyer uniform all day long. I'm sitting here with a vest and a tie, and I'm thinking, it's radio, man. I need to take a break and go change.
I don't know. It suits you, though.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm feeling rather dapper, rather saucy today. Look at this. All the Johns have texted in. So we've got John from Harvest, John from Huntsville, and John C. from Madison are all texting in right now. By the way, the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can text or call it. Same number for both. I tell you what, I'll take a non-John first. We got Boyd from Joppa. Says, 4 years ago, Trump was attacking Brian Kemp for reopening Georgia too early and DeSantis for opening Florida too early. His first 3 years were great. His last was disqualifying, but personality over policy was chosen in the primary, so here we are. Okay, so what I'm hearing is you're not a Trump fan. If you're more of a Biden fan, go for it. But if you're not a Biden fan, if you really do believe he's harmful to the country like I do, then how you felt in the primary does not stay the same in the general. I mean, that's the general's where we come together. The primary is where you get to duke it out for your version of what you think is on the right. And if you don't get the one you like, then the question is, what do we do? And I'm not saying Boyd's not good. I think it sounds like Boyd's going to wind up voting Trump. But I think in this particular case, you got to look at politics from a matter of policy. And if we take it down a policy road, then we wind up putting aside so much of the personality, just junk, that gets in the way. John from Harvest says, Phil, good monologue. As I've told my friends, I don't have to like a guy to vote for him. Frankly, I'd rather vote for a blankety-blank if he will protect the country and Constitution than vote for a friendly guy that's fun to spend time with if he's going to cave into our enemies and wreck the economy. Not that Brandon is a friendly guy that I like, he says. John in Harvest. John from Huntsville says, Phil, awesome monologue. Also, here we go. There's always an also. Have you noticed that with John? It's always, Phil, awesome monologue. Oh, by the way, different subject. Says, did you hear that in the city of Baltimore, they're finally ready to remove the rest of the Sir Francis Scott Key Bridge off of that barge that knocked it down? And crazy Nancy Pelosi is supposed to be out there watching the event take place. What is it, a spectator sport now? Is that what's happening? Or is she bringing a checkbook with her? I mean, yeah, her guy, Joe Biden, did say the federal government will pay for all of it. We'll pay for all of it. Why would you do that? You have insurance. Start there first. John C. from Madison says, great monologue. I love mean tweets. That's the reason I'm banned from fascist book for 30 days again. This is probably close to 20 months out of the last 48. Good enough, man. We'll keep you, your right side ruffian. All right, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. And I'm going to start off with, now some of you guys are going to, your eyebrows are going to raise when I say, guess what? Special interest groups may not be everything you think they are. Sometimes a special interest group is actually aligned with you and you're going to want what they want, right? So we're going to come back from this break and I'm going to kick that off. And we'll take texts and calls if you want to. But yeah, I'm going to kick off my experience with so-called special interest groups. I mean, what is that really? What's a special interest group? Oh, they're all bought and paid for by the special interest groups. Who are they? Who are these secret nefarious people, these special interest groups who just sling money everywhere and buy up politicians? Now, by the way, some of that does happen. I am not going to deny that I've seen some freaky-deak things just in my time in public office. But yeah, it's it ain't maybe what some of the more cynical will say. Don't ever portray to me that you know they're all bought and paid for, because if you do, you're saying that I was bought and paid for, and I can tell you right now it didn't happen. But the same is true for a lot of politicians. There's some good, solid people, but there's also some special interest groups who are special because they have an interest in a certain thing or a dynamic or a policy position. And you may be surprised when I get back as we talk about that a little more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. I just saw the text you sent me, Big Rig. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I told y'all literally I was coming in on two wheels, man. I was still doing law firm business to the last second, and then just running upstairs to the studio, and he's got a text here. I'm streaming. All you got to do is show up.
Yeah, I figured that's what you would want me to do. So
yeah, thank you. That's good. That and be prepared to just do the monologue and drive on with the show.
Yep.
No, it all worked out well. Hey, I'm going to do this section. By the way, the text lines, yeah, like I said, they're open, 833-687-4448. Coming up top of the hour, we'll have in State Senator Chris Elliott will be on to join us in this topic in a way. Couple of texts real quick. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I'm in a special interest group. It's called conservatives. We want to see the country survive, and that's why we support the politicians we do, and we should adhere to our wishes. And they should adhere to our wishes. Otherwise, they'll be out of a job no matter what when the country implodes. There you go. And then John from Harvest says, another phrase for special interest groups is groups of people petitioning their government for redress of grievances. As long as the funding is transparent, it's all good. So that's okay. Here we go. Let's talk about that, because John from Harvest made a point. As long as there's transparency. Now, what is a special interest group? And I saw all kinds, all shapes and sizes when I was down in Montgomery. There were some who were just basically moms and dads who gathered together and came down there to talk about school issues. Technically, that's a special interest group. There were others that were more formal. There's the and some that I dealt with all the time. Some of them have permanent offices in Montgomery right near the Capitol so they can walk over and do their lobbying or have meetings or host of their own gatherings. And you'd be amazed at some of them that you think, okay, this is a power broker organization. They've got to be evil. And sometimes I didn't agree with them, and sometimes I did. Sometimes I got along with them great. Some of them I got along with all the time. Others I could not stand and didn't want anything to do with them. There were some that I considered to be outright evil. Here's the rub. First of all, any politician has got to be willing to stand on principle. What people are mostly concerned about is not whether or not that organization has something they care about, because everybody has something they care about. We're not going to agree with everybody. What they care about is A, how do they get their opinions across, and B, how is it received? And if a politician is going to stand on principle, then they will not be influenced by messaging that is not what their voters would have wanted. Now, get this. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I was down there in Montgomery with who, just like me, could not stand the teachers union, which is a special interest group. Couldn't stand it. I hesitate to use the word evil, but I finally decided that was an evil organization. The things that it did to bully its own people, the things that it did to lie about what was real and what was happening, the things that it did to get its way in Montgomery, and the things it had done over the years to get its way in Montgomery was just sickening, in my opinion. But it's a special interest group. And there were those that I saw down in Montgomery, though, who did not share my opinion. That was their group. They're retired educators, or they're Democrats, or they were just soft on the issues. And they did the catering, if you will, of the AEA, the teachers union. And I say did the catering, but there's even that is a phrase you have to watch. Because doing the catering and voting your conscience are two different things. If a special interest group tells you, I need you to do this, and it violates your conscience, and you do it anyway, then you're doing the catering. If a special interest group asks you to vote a certain way, and that's the way you would have voted anyway, and you're already aligned with their thoughts and feelings, then you're not doing the catering. You're not catering to their whims. You're following your own heart, and it just happens to align with theirs, even when it's the AEA. There are some groups down. I got surprised when I went down. You know, our very first caucus meeting, when we first took back the State House, the State Senate, the new Republican majority caucus, had 23, I think it was 23 on the first, or was it 21? Anyway, we had a supermajority on day one. Well, we weren't meeting inside the Capitol. We were having a caucus meeting separately. And we met at the Forestry Association. And my first thought was, why are we meeting at the Forestry Association? They care about trees. No, I was shocked. Listen, one of the most conservative groups in Montgomery who advocates on a regular basis is a special interest group called the Alabama Forestry Association. Do they care about trees? Sure. Their people are tree farmers, basically. Their people care about forestry. They've got everything from chip mills and you know, an old growth and new growth timber harvesters. They've got people with, you know, massive land holdings, and they care about things they care about. But they also decided that they were going to be an organization that stood for principles, and they labeled those principles and they went after them. It was fiscal conservatism. It was good governance and streamlining of government. It was not growing government. I mean, they were adamant about it, and we were comfortable having our first meeting there as a caucus, our very first ever caucus meeting, around this giant hand-carved oak conference table by the fireplace in the forestry. And guess where my favorite place to go when I was in Montgomery was? Forestry. On Wednesday nights, you could go over there and get a beer and just hang out for a little while and talk to some of your guys who were also conservative who would hang out there a little while. And then there were others that sometimes I agreed with, sometimes I didn't. There was the Business Council of Alabama, the BCA. My good friend, Clay Schofield, is now one of the VPs and he was in the state Senate with me. Now, there were times when the BCA is a part of the reason, is a special interest group. It's part of the reason why we were able to flip the Republican majority. Had it not been for their advocacy within their own ranks to tell other businesses why they needed to vote Republican and support Republicans, we would never have flipped that state house, in my opinion. Billy Canary, some people thought he was a guy that they didn't want to affiliate with after a while. I always got along with Billy quite well. But Billy and I didn't always see eye to eye. Billy Canary was mad at me the day I voted against the gas tax. And I told him, my principle is I will not raise taxes on my constituency, especially when I know we've got enough money. Why would I do that? Well, he was mad. And yet at the same time, that special interest group had other things that I cared about deeply, like economic development. They were not always evil. I didn't always agree. And I told him when I didn't. And then there were those who you look at and go, why are they down here doing other things? I thought forestry just cared about trees. Nope. How about ALFA? Alabama Farmers Association. I mean, they've got an insurance business, which is big. They've also, though, their bread and butter has been the fact that they support conservative candidates who are vetted at the local level by each of the county farmers administration groupings. And I would go, my favorite times when I was making the rounds and seeing my folks as a state senator was to go to one of the Alpha Farmers Federation meetings in one of my counties. St. Clair County, Etowah County, Cherokee County, and they always had the best food, man. They'd bring in, it'd be like potluck dinner, and you're like, okay, homegrown tomatoes and fried chicken, and let's sit down and talk politics, and it was awesome. And Alpha polls its local county federations before it goes forward on taking a position. Alpha is one of the reasons why we saw gambling get shut down this last session. Alpha publicly took a stand, and they took some heat for it. But they were one of the only groups willing to take a stand against the gambling bill this past session, and yet they're a special interest group. Here's another one. Think about this. I know some of y'all may be freaking out. Phil, special interest groups. Yeah, Moms for Liberty is technically a special interest group. What? Yes, they are a group that has a special interest, and they go down and they lobby. And they work for good candidates, and they find things that they believe in, and they fight for it. Alabama Policy Institute, who I used to be on staff with, is technically a special interest group. They work the issues. They push for conservative policy related to fiscal conservatism, limited government, strong families. Why would I disagree with those things? I don't. I was on staff for 3 years after I left office. In fact, the Alabama Policy Institute is who founded Right Side Radio. So I'm looking at this going, okay, y'all, please, when you send me a tweet that says they're all bought and paid for by the special interest groups, which one? Which one bought them? Which one paid for them? Is it one that I agree with? Is it one that I don't agree with? And by the way, it's overly broad to look at every politician, and I want to correct the record on that. I'm not being an apologist right now. I'm not. But when I am hearing people say across the board, blanket, broad brush, oh, they're all bought and paid for by the special interest. Do you even know who that is and which politician are you talking about? All of them? Really? All of them? That's what you're saying, all of them. Well, if that's the case, then you can't trust government at all. I know some of you are like, well, of course I don't trust government at all. And I would say that you have become cynical and bitter. Because there are those who are in government that are there for the right reasons. They are. And there are some who get in, and what was amazing was we flipped the state house in 2010, right? We had this massive flip of the state house. We brought in a Republican supermajority. It had never been done before. In fact, the Republicans did not even have a majority at all, much less a supermajority, for 136 straight years until 2010. And we did it with the help of other groups out there that were aligned with us. And then we came in, and there was a third of us, literally 30% of the legislature, roughly, all decided after two terms we had done what we came there to do. I had a reporter ask me, Senator Williams, why are you leaving? I said, because everything I ran on has been done. We did it, every bit of it. We cut back government. We cut our own pay. We cut our own pay. We whooped up on the teachers' union. We put in the first measures of school choice the state had ever seen. We put reserve accounts on the budgets. We didn't have any proration at all. The budgets were staying solid. You know, we scaled down government by combining certain departments and not hiring others. When all these things have been done. And so 30% left. If they were bought and paid for, why would they leave? And that's the thing. There's a bunch of good folks in government. There's some knuckleheads. There's some knuckleheads. And there's some who they won't move until they've been told to move. And I know they're there, and I am not trying to pretend they're not. What I'm trying to say, though, is I want you to take heart, because there are some good, solid people in government, and there are some special interest groups that are aligned exactly with you. They all wear Right Side Ruffian t-shirts, and they are getting it done. And there's some evil ones. The point is, just like every other candidate or politician, you need to review the groups and know who they are. So if you find out later on that the AEA says, well, don't trust it. But if you find out that the Alabama Forestry Association has just endorsed a candidate, you might want to know that in most circles, that's considered an extremely conservative brand. All right, I got one text. I'll take that real quick. It says, Phil, when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor of California, he was asked how he felt about a certain bill. He said, it didn't matter what I think about it. It's what the people want. I'm here to represent the people. And that's the way it should be. And I'll tell you what, Ronnie, I got one for you, too, that I've quoted many times. In fact, I used it when the teachers union would try to wear me out with how they wouldn't vote me back in. And they didn't ever succeed in that. But Ronald Reagan was once told that something he was going to do was political suicide. And he said, I didn't get elected to get reelected. Let's do the right thing. That's the way it should be. And that's the way it is with some. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break and we'll come right back. We'll finish up this discussion about special interest groups and then take a call from State Senator Chris Elliott, top of the hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So it's funny that Jeff from Indiana texted a little while ago and he said, Phil, I'm in a special interest group. It's called conservatives. And I agree with that. I think you are. And then John from Harvest says that one where he said another phrase for a special interest group is a group of people petitioning their government for redress of grievances. Yes. So I've got a piece here from a group called the Congress Foundation. And one of the first things they say is, with regards to special interest groups, that constituents are the primary stakeholders on the petitioner side and their right to petition government for a redress of grievances is enshrined in the Constitution. Yes, yes, it is. So you guys are not wrong. You're spot on. Here's the thing. Sometimes a special interest group is really does exactly what you want, and you may not get there by yourself, but if you band together, you can. I'm saying all this today because I want you guys to just, first of all, put aside any notion that everything with a label special interest group is bad. There are some awful ones, and we're going to talk about one of them after the top of the hour with State Senator Chris Elliott. That's the gambling special interest groups. Those guys are just absolutely bananas. In fact, Big Rig, I'll tell you, he and I were kind of connecting about him being on the show today, and he said, I'll do all I can not to get you fined, you know, for saying the wrong thing. I said, don't worry, Big Rig's got a big red button he can push in case you say the wrong. I don't think you'll have a problem. I'm just, that's how passionately he feels about them, though.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. Just stand by the red button. Anyway.
Gotcha.
But here's my thing, y'all. I'm going to suggest to you, we need more right side ruffians who are getting involved and grouping together, banding together to make stuff happen. In 2010, yes, we had some well-established groups like forestry, like the BCA and Alpha, who all got together and said, "You know what? We're going to do this. We're going to flip our state house and get it out of Democrat hands." And they did, and it was epic. But then there were other things going on at the same time. The Tea Party movement was in big swing. And listen, I was a Tea Party guy. I mean, I was at the local Tea Party. The Cherokee County Tea Party was one of my favorite gatherings, man. Those people get together. First time I ever met with them, they met in a gun shop. I was like, guns and politics, this is awesome. Only thing I need is some apple pie and I'll be a happy man. But yeah, the Tea Party was in full swing back then. My friend Becky Gerritsen, who's been on the show multiple times, she's now the executive director of a major special interest group called the Eagle Forum. Eagle Forum fights for all the things you right-side ruffians love. They are a special interest group, just like the Alabama Policy Institute. They are a special interest group. And they're doing what you can't always do by yourself by banding together. So what I'm saying is this. Don't let yourself think, they're all corrupt. How about this? Go band together with other people that believe like you believe or support the groups that do and help them fight for the good stuff. Because the groups who try to bring their influence to influence politics, they are not going away. And some are good and some are bad. The teachers union, I may not be able to stand them. I just assumed that they were off the face of the earth, but they're not going to be. They're going to be there. Which means I have to be willing to counter them. I'll never forget going to meeting with the former pro tem Del Marsh, Senator Marsh. I sat down and I drafted what I thought was about a 15-point plan that if we did everything on that plan, we would emasculate the teachers union in Alabama. And Del just smiled at me because a lot of it was already in the works. And we did. We did. That was a special interest group that we were able to defang because we had other people joining with us who were the counter special interest groups. Here's my point, y'all. Find the one you like and dig in hard and get in there and work with them because there is strength in numbers. And when ruffians get together, rough stuff happens, man. That's what I'm saying. And we need more of it. Listen, we're going to talk to State Senator Chris Elliott. Here's perspective on one of those special interest groups that just blew themselves up again. The gambling interests. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.